Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay.
And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Hello, hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. To the Halloween edition.
Yeah. Halloween time.
That's so fun.
I know.
Who doesn't love Halloween?
Yeah,
for Halloween. Your super scary Halloween voice.
Oh, super scary.
Yeah, so thanks for coming down on a nighttime visit.
Yeah, gladly.
Were you spooked out coming up to my door?
You know, I do not like driving in the dark. Yeah, and you got a lot of spooky shit going on here.
I know. I didn't turn it on to, like, there is a... I have all these really large, scary monsters outside
you
of my
really
house.
Went, like, next level.
Well, over the years. Gretchy,
yeah.
I have accumulated all these Halloween decorations because after Halloween, I go to the stores at the 75% off discount and I buy all the shit.
Yeah, I always intend to do that, but I never really
do
get it together. I know you went to Walmart this year, though, because you guys, she sent me pictures like from Walmart. Like, you're not going to believe how cute the Halloween stuff at Walmart is.
I did. I did. And it's pretty cute.
It's
really good.
Yeah.
You know, we love the Walmart over here in the Kane household.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I got to support.
Yeah, Walmart's great. I went to the Dollar Tree, which is my second favorite store.
Those decorations are like one and done, though.
Yeah, they're one and done. But we do this thing where we go camping on like Halloween weekend. And, you know, I got to decorate my campsite.
Oh, yeah. That's so then super
it's like perfect for that because they're going to get thrashed anyways. But I also got these really cool like lights that are solar. I stick in my walkway and I don't even have to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
So it like sucks up the energy. And even, you know, when I wake up in the morning to take the kids to school and it's still a little, you know.
Glowing?
Yeah. They're still glowing.
I got this crazy thing where you plug it in and your whole house lights up with these like hands, all these different colors.
Ooh.
For $5 at Walmart last year after Halloween. I'm telling you, you got to
go after.
Go after.
Yeah.
And then you need a lot of storage space for these massive things.
Yeah.
That scare people.
Yeah.
But my kids love it. They love decorating for Halloween. They love it when I have it up.
I know. And you know what I really hate to admit? But like this year, you know, I'm going to be a giraffe.
Yes.
Got the giraffe bodysuit.
Gretchen got a giraffe bodysuit.
I really love the whole family getting dressed up or whatever. But secretly, I love to kind of slut it up. Still.
Obviously. Gretchen was like.
Like I'm a mom now. You know, I'm out with the kids. So it can't be like too bad. But I do like an excuse to put on like the fake lashes. And
oh my God.
Take it to the next level.
I'm like, hey, I'm good with the onesie, you know?
Yeah, that's because you slut it up all the time. On a regular. What'd you wear to the Magic Castle?
I did wear lashes to the Magic
Castle. Yeah, okay. So see, ain't nobody taking me to the Magic Castle.
And so I went to the Magic Castle, which if you guys don't know, is a place in Hollywood you have to be invited to.
Mm-hmm. Who invited you?
Our friends Jen and Jake.
Okay.
I don't know how they got in there because you actually have to be invited by a member.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know how that all worked out, but we got invited, which was really nice. And they have a dress code there.
Oh, no. Slutty giraffe bodysuits?
Nope. Mm-mm. You have to be wearing a dress or a skirt or a suit.
Okay.
Men have to wear a suit and tie, and women have to wear dresses, or they could also wear a suit.
Okay.
And I had a real cute skirt on and a top, thankfully, and this real cute jean jacket that had like rhinestone studs on it.
But they didn't like that?
Oh, no. They were like, oh, we're going to have to check that jacket right now. I was like, what? She was like, yeah, that's denim. I was like, and diamonds.
And diamonds. That sounds like a nice little boutique on Melrose.
All right. It was also our gala's name for my kids' school last year, but which is where I wore that jacket. It was Erica's. Thanks for the. Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? Galas. Yeah. All I got is Halloween, guys.
So I had to check it right in, and she told me they also turned away Elizabeth Taylor once for wearing a jean getup. I'm like, did you really?
You're like, okay, thank you. I am real excited to be in the same club as Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes, and I don't believe it.
You don't?
No, I mean, I'm sure she went there, but I don't believe that, you know, they turned her away. They said she left and changed her clothes and came back. I'm like, I don't think so, but maybe. So anyways, you go in and you go to these different bars and have drinks and watch the bartenders do magic, which is pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And then you go to these shows, which are also amazing. But, you know, when I sit down after having a cocktail, I can't really keep my eyes open.
Right.
So I missed half that show.
You fell asleep at the Magic freaking Castle? Come on.
I did. I need that medicine that Eilish has.
Yeah, you do. You really might have narcolepsy.
My husband thinks that that's total farcy that I do, but I think I do also. But I just got some additional vitamins that are going to help me with that.
Okay.
Adrenal support is what they're called.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And for my Halloween costume, I don't need any Spanx like you.
Oh, yeah.
Not that you need Spanx, but, you know, that tight-ass costume of yours.
No, I got like a, oh my God.
It's so tight.
Yeah, it's tight, but it's kind of like a wetsuit. So it kind of like sucks you in.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Plus I also bought a waist trainer.
Oh, Kim Kardashian over there.
Yeah. So I can like put that on underneath so that I can.
I think she makes those now.
Well, listen, I was like real upset about the waist trainer situation. Because I bought it and I tried it on and I'm like, oh, it doesn't fit. And then I went back and like, okay, I'm going to order the next size up on Amazon. And I went on Amazon and I realized the last size I bought was a large.
Yeah, but those are
so
really...
I bought my first XL.
Yeah, but Gretchy, those are made for little people.
Which, listen, if you are an XL, that's fine. I mean, I'm with you. We're in it together.
Now Gretchen's counting calories.
I am. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I started intermittent fasting. It's a little motivating. Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at intermittent fasting, but I think it says if you have less than 50 calories before your fasting is over, it's good. So I think I'm almost at my 50 calorie mark with our drink of the day.
Yeah, I'm counting calories, but you know, I am telling you, the problem is that I can be real good all day and then I have leftover calories in the evening. So what do, Tab?
Gretchen makes herself a margarita.
I make myself a margarita.
Yeah, but that's a good, I think that's nice.
Yes, awesome. Listen, I only use like an ounce of the skinny margarita mix from Taffer's and I fill the rest with soda water.
Yeah.
And I think I'm good, but you know what margaritas make me do? Eat chocolate.
Oh.
And then you know what chocolate makes me do?
What?
Want something salty.
You got to get the
and then,
Lily's salty
next thing
chocolate.
You know, buying the XL waist trainer.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's a vicious cycle.
Then don't drink the margaritas.
I know. I got to really, really work on that.
You have, it's like willpower. You know, you have to be like, okay.
Oh my God.
But I'm like that too. I'm like, okay. Once I, you know, stop doing anything keto or low carb or whatever, I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll just eat that whole pumpkin bread. Actually, yeah. I'll eat the whole loaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear it. I'm in it.
Yeah.
In it to win it. Somebody was like, oh, you know how we all, I mean, you and I for sure have like goal clothes, mm-hmm. you know, in our closet.
90% of my closet.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, half of my closet is like, oh, I'm going to wear that one day.
Yeah. 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on today, Gretchy?
What's going on today? I'm going to tell you about the
McGee
family.
Did we cheers to what we're drinking tonight?
Oh, let's cheers.
Okay. Clink, clink, too.
Clink, clink. It's a beautiful red wine.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
You know, I love the red wine, and Gretchen hates when I open it.
I know, but I love it too so much. And it's night and it's fall. So how can I resist?
I know. Didn't you make me some warm drink one year?
Hot buttered rum?
Yes.
Talk about not keto.
Not keto. That was when we were like 22.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you make it in like June Mountain or something?
Did I make it in June Mountain? I was thinking about when I had that party on the boat.
Oh yeah, you did it there too. But I remember you made it in June Mountain, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. That's like your go-to.
Yeah, that was when I had metabolism.
I think you lose your metabolism when you don't eat. And Gretchen is on these like diets all the time where she's like, I'm just not going to eat anything for like 5 days.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got issues. Many.
We don't endorse that at all. So please
don't
do that.
No, we don't. Like, really, I'm like real messed up. Don't. Yeah. I have a complex. Yeah. I also have moles on my face, but we won't even talk about that.
Oh, my God. I knew that was going to give you a complex. I had to tell Gretchen about this photo shoot we did. They wanted to, like, airbrush us to make us look real cute.
Yeah.
And now I knew it was going to give you a complex.
No, it's fine. I'll take them. But I was like, yeah, you go ahead and airbrush those moles right off my face.
That's what I'm like, oh, airbrush whatever, however.
Yeah, feel free.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to hear about the McGeehee family?
The what?
McGeehee.
McGeehee, no.
McGeehee.
That's a real weird last name.
I know, but you know what? Sometimes I kind of like real weird last names because these people are real easy to find.
They are? Oh, yeah, because it's not like Smith.
Yeah, because it's not a common name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the McGeehee family. So Tom and Kathleen, or Katie, met while both were in college and married soon after. In the beginning of their marriage, Tom pursued a career in ministry. He ultimately gave it up and pursued a career in international business, but faith and religion was evident in the way they raised their four children. Katie even devoted herself to homeschooling her kids.
Wow.
Wow. Those homeschooling mamas, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, man.
I barely get through homework. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do it either. I mean, I have a kid who I almost homeschooled, but I couldn't do it.
No way.
No way.
Okay. So she was really good at it, though, and her kids were all described as really bright and talented, even Dawson. Dawson was third in line of the McGeehee children, and he was the kid in the family that gave his parents the most challenges growing up. At a young age, Dawson was diagnosed with ADHD, which I feel like back in the day, like every kid that had like something was diagnosed with ADHD.
That's what they say about kids now, though.
You think?
Although, to get diagnosed with ADHD now, you have to go through like 10 hours of testing, so maybe not.
Yeah, because now they don't want to diagnose you with something because then insurance is going to have to pay. So they make it real hard to get a diagnosis.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
Yeah. So, anyways. Okay, so his parents were able to channel all his, we'll call, extra energy towards music. And by all accounts, he was gifted, musically speaking. When he graduated college from the University of the Pacific in Stockton, about 20 minutes from the family home in the quiet, upscale neighborhood in Manteca, California.
Never even heard of that.
It's in the Bay Area.
Okay.
His degree was in music. I'm not positive if Dawson ever moved out of the family home while he was attending college, but I don't think that he did.
Okay.
Dawson was able to get a job after college teaching music to local elementary school kids, and he also worked at a restaurant, but he wasn't able to keep jobs very long.
And why not? You know?
I don't know. I just know he wasn't able to keep jobs very long.
Okay.
Okay. I mean,
maybe
I think you'll sort of get the sense of the vibe about him is maybe he feels like a little entitled.
Mm. Okay.
You know, that doesn't last very long. No. At least if you're working for me, it doesn't.
Yeah. You know, I have a son that I don't know if it's an entitled, but he just says whatever's on his mind. So I can only imagine if he keeps doing that when he gets a job, they're going to
be
like...
No, I don't think that's entitled.
No. It's not entitled. But I was thinking maybe this kid has like, just says what he... What
when thinking. I think entitled, I'm thinking like, I don't need to be at work on time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
like, I don't like want to clean up that.
Yeah.
Oh, like one of those au pairs that I had that wouldn't even clean up like own dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I don't need to work my way up, you know.
Yeah.
Like, no, not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So here he is, this 26-year-old that was still living at home. And like the undertone in the house was, when are you going to get your shit together, Dawson? Dawson's father traveled for work a lot and had been growing tired of Dawson's kind of apathetic attitude. At one point in April 2011, Dawson's father, Tom, had actually called the police and asked them to come over to the house and explain to Dawson that it was not unreasonable for his parents to ask him to do chores in exchange for him living under their roof. Dawson apparently had told his father that he didn't even have the power to ask him to leave if he wanted to. He told his dad that he would have to go through legal eviction protocol.
Okay. All right. I'm
getting
this
what I'm
guy.
Saying with yeah. this entitled vibe? Which is not true, by the way, and the police explained that to him.
Okay.
Okay. So, all you kids out there, we get to tell you to make your bed.
Take out the trash.
Yep, we get to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legally. Okay. So, Dawson did not like hearing that. And according to his brother, Justin, it was at this point that things kind of began to really turn with him. While it seems like his father had grown tired of his son's issues and had kind of just distanced himself from it, which was easy for him because he was gone traveling so much for work, his mother, Katie, was in the trenches with it. And she had continued to try to get through to him and get him professional help. And Dawson needed the help. He had also told people that he saw demons and he had visions that were amplified when he smoked pot.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. You would think if you're having visions of demons, that would stop you from smoking pot. But yeah. That did not stop Dawson. He got high on the regular. And he also had an obsession with horror movies.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores when they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply, monthly subscription fee starting at $5 per month unless canceled.
Listeners, if you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. iXL is backed by research and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with iXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of iXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right, they made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/claim.
And props from them, like the masks they wore. He had a little collection.
Okay, weird.
Yeah. He also liked to wear them in public.
Not on Halloween?
Not on Halloween. He did it, and he said that it calmed him.
Real weird.
Real weird. So this is the thing. I mean, describing Dawson sounds pretty bad. And from what I gather, the McGehee family vibe was like, they're annoyed with Dawson, you know, still living at home, collecting horror movie memorabilia. But what are you going to do? You have 4 kids. Like, not all of them are going to be killing it at life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to do anything.
You're not going to do anything. They viewed him as dependent and manipulative and maybe kind of weird, but never actually violent or anything like that. And his brother, Justin, who is like, you know him in my head now. He's a real nice guy.
Yeah.
He said he never hesitated about leaving his own kids around Dawson. And I get it. I think it's sort of easy when you have a family member that is like emotionally exhausting and they get into something dark or certain kind of video games or horror movies that you become desensitized easily to strange behavior because it's a relief that they just have something to distract them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like while Katie McGehee pursued avenues to help Dawson, she had also kind of resigned herself to letting Dawson just be Dawson and not monopolizing all of her time and energy. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
Okay. So Katie had become increasingly involved with volunteering at her church after her children had grown up. And in the course of doing this, she had specifically got involved with ministering to domestic violence victims. And subsequently, because of this, she examined the effects of codependent relationships. And according to her other children, it had struck a nerve with her and changed her dynamic with Dawson. So I imagine it was kind of freeing to take a stand with him. And I'm sure it wasn't easy, but I think she felt it would help him in the long run. She had spent years giving Dawson the benefit of the doubt. And she sounds like the kind of woman that just gave and gave, and Dawson was completely draining. Examples of this are like when Katie's attention had gone towards taking care of her brother, which would have been Dawson's uncle, as he was dying from Parkinson's disease, Dawson began to take on similar symptoms and experiencing tremors of his own, okay?
Oh, God.
Justin has said it was pretty obvious how Dawson's symptoms would just come and go. And Dawson had also manifested symptoms when their aunt had battled brain cancer and their mother had taken care of her until she passed.
How convenient.
How convenient, right?
Had these symptoms at the same time.
Yeah. So in October 2011, Dawson's sister, Caitlin, was also living at the family home temporarily while she was preparing for her upcoming wedding in December. Side note, given Dawson's history, like I just told you, about other people getting attention, I can't imagine he was like real thrilled about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all know how much attention weddings suck up.
Yep.
Yeah. And Caitlin was the only girl in the family. Her mommy was probably, you know, so all excited all about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as luck would have it, Dawson had his mom all to himself for a couple days because his father was away on business in China and Caitlin had taken a break from wedding planning and left to go on a church retreat. Caitlin had made arrangements for her mother to pick her up a few days later when she got back on October 30th. That evening, around 5 p.m., she called her mother to give her a heads up that she was about an hour away from where she was supposed to pick her up. Katie didn't answer, so she tried her cell phone, and she didn't answer that either. In between calls, Caitlin got a call from Dawson, but it ended immediately, so she figured he just butt-dialed her or something. But a few minutes later, he called again, and so she answered this time. She thought at the time it was real unusual because Dawson almost never called her, and especially just to say hi and see how she was doing. And that's what he said the reason for him calling was.
Hold on, side note.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, the mom, named the daughter Caitlin.
I know. Let's try not to hold it against her, though.
Okay, I'm not going to hold it against
her. I mean, her real name is Kathleen. Kathleen and Caitlin don't seem, but I mean, if you go by Katie...
Yeah.
I wouldn't name my kid Caitlin. Just saying.
I wouldn't either. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She told Dawson on the phone that she hadn't been able to reach their mother. And he said, oh, well, that's because her landline and her cell phone have both been a problem lately. Okay. So she asks him, well, just ask mom if she's still planning on picking me up. And Dawson snaps at Caitlin and says, I can't ask her. I'm not at home. And she asked him, well, did mom ask you to pick me up then? And he said, no, and hung up.
Hmm.
So she's like, what a dick.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. But a few minutes later, he called back and said, oh, yeah, I just remembered. I talked about picking you up with mom. I will come and get you. So Caitlin agreed to wait for him. And around 6:30, he showed up. But he proceeded to tell her that she needed to go with him to run some errands. She says, okay. But she was real annoyed when his first errand was to go from Stockton to Sacramento to pick up some weed, which is the opposite direction of Manteca.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, it's 2011. So there wasn't like a green store on every corner.
Yeah. Nowadays.
Right? And getting weed was shady business.
Nowadays, you can just get it sent right to your house in like an hour. The guy brings it to you.
Yeah. How do you know that, Tab?
I just heard.
You heard? Okay.
Through the grapevine.
Yeah. So I can imagine this was pretty irritating to Caitlin. Like, she just got home from a retreat. She wants to go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't want to be going to her brother's drug dealing
shenanigans. Yeah. So... she has said, though, that actually that this time she spent in the car with Dawson, he was abnormally social and more talkative with her than he had been in years. And they talked about how great their mom is doing on her new diet. She's lost 21 pounds in 4 weeks.
Holy heck, is she keto?
Nobody was keto. If back in 2011... Atkins, maybe.
Atkins.
But no, that's not what she was doing. According to Dawson, she was on a real insane diet, eating only around 500 calories a day.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wasa crackers.
And she's so tired from it. That's why she couldn't come pick you up, Katie, or Caitlin.
Yeah,
she's so tired.
Told you these names.
I know, right? I sort of imagine when he was telling her about the mom's diet, only having 500 calories a day, that he was insinuating, like, mom is starving herself for your stupid fucking princess wedding, okay?
Yeah.
And everyone is so selfish and dumb, except for me, obviously. Look at how freaking nice I am, picking you up and everything, right?
Go, Dawson.
Okay, so on the drive, they also stopped for fast food, and when Caitlin mentioned she had chapped lips, she was surprised that Dawson was like, well, hey, sis, let's stop at the Walgreens, get you some Blistex. She was like, okay. So after all the driving, they didn't get back to the house in Manteca until 11 p.m. Okay?
That's a
remember,
long,
he picked her up at 6:30.
A long
time. Yeah, Caitlin went to the bathroom and was on her way to bed, but was stopped in the hallway in between by Dawson, who let her know that, hey, mom's sleeping. Don't wake her up. She's like, okay,
how would you
weirdo.
Know?
Like, I'm not going to. It's 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does he know?
I guess he said he talked to her.
Oh, okay.
Or checked in on her, whatever. Uh-huh. Okay. So in the morning, when Caitlin gets up, Dawson is up too. And he tells her he's spoken to mom. And she said She didn't sleep well all night, and so she was going to sleep for the day and not to bother her. Dawson volunteered to take Caitlin wherever she needed to go that day. So she took him up on his offer and left the house to go run errands. At some point, they split up when Caitlin met up with a friend, and she returned by herself to the house on Halloween night around 5:30 p.m.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
I think something's coming.
Something's coming.
Insert creepy music here.
Right. She decides she really needs to check up on her mom, and she's not coming to the bedroom door, and it's locked. Her first thought is, oh my God, she's diabetic and has sleep apnea. What if she's passed out because of low blood sugar or something? She then calls her brother, Justin, and tells him what's going on. And he says he's on his way. Call the police.
Mm-hmm.
She calls them and, sounding, you know, reasonably calm, she just asks for a welfare check on her mother. And clearly she's not imagining the worst case scenario, which is exactly what she's about to find. So while she is still waiting for the police to show up, she calls Dawson too to alert him that something might be wrong with mom, but he doesn't answer. The police get in the bedroom and they see Katie McGee lying on her back. She has been stabbed to death. She has 10 stab wounds in her torso and neck from a kitchen knife.
Oh my God. Yeah. Gretchen, you and your...
I know, I'm on a theme.
Stories.
I know.
Stabbing Listen. Your parents.
Okay. I'm going to skew away from the stabbing stories.
Next time.
Next time, I promise. Okay, so poor Katie McGee, she had her wallet and her keys close by like she had been trying to leave, and she had defensive wounds on her from a struggle with her assailant.
Oh, okay. My God.
Okay.
And we all know it's Dawson.
Yeah, we all know it's Dawson, but imagine the scenario. It's 6 p.m. on Halloween night. No. Just as trick-or-treating is about to start in a quiet suburb, and they discover a woman has been violently killed.
No. I mean, even when you put the caution tape, people are probably like, haunted house.
Yeah, woo! Totally. Right?
Yeah.
But so they treat the house like a crime scene, and they see there are no signs of forced entry.
Mm-hmm.
And they discover Dawson's room, which is full of scary masks and depictions of demons and his super disturbing journal, which he had written all about his visions of demons in. So they question Caitlin about what's up with that room.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's my brother Dawson's room. And, you know, funny thing is, he has been all up my ass the last 24 hours, but I can't get a hold of him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And police can tell that Katie McGee has been dead for
more
couple
than that.
Minutes. Yeah, because rigor mortis had already set in.
Mm-hmm.
And when Caitlin says she's been on a retreat, but her brother, who's really into slasher movies and likes wearing those kind of scary masks you see in his room in public, was the only one home with his mom all weekend, they're like, we're going to need to get him off the streets ASAP. It's Halloween. And if he's responsible for this, who knows what else he has in mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dawson was found driving around town after midnight and brought into custody. He was like real willing to come in.
He was.
Know? Yeah. He was like hands over the head, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the interrogation interview is really short. But what it shows is the officer asking him what happened to his mom, and he repeats back to him, what happened to my mom? And he's moving his head around like...
I hate to break right in during the middle of a story because you know I love storytelling, but the other thing I love to do is invest. So I had to tell you about Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it really easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just your spare money you've got right now, even if it's just change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all the market's ups and downs. This is actually my favorite time to start investing, to be perfectly honest with you. You just need to stick with it, and Acorns makes that easy too. Acorns automatically invests your money, giving it a chance to grow with time. It has been really important to me and my family to invest, and I started years ago, and I have weathered some storms, and it has paid off. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink. That's acorns with an S .com/clink, or download the Acorns app to get started. Played client endorsement, compensation provided, incentives to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided, investing involves risk. Acorns Advertisers LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I received from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys. The habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic, TRUdiagnostic.com. So TRUdiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, I mean, no offense to Stevie Wonder or anything, but I don't know how else to describe that.
Yeah. No, okay. I mean, I think when you describe it, you can really put that into visualization.
Yeah. And he's also like playing with his hands, like he's like tripping on them.
Uh-huh. Fidgety.
Yeah. Like he's like seeing like, you know, trails or like something, you know, like he's really like, he's really
out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's real odd about this is that while he's doing all these weird mannerisms and everything, at the same time, he's like, aren't I supposed to have an attorney?
They're like,
so the detectives are like, yeah, okay. You know, I mean, once you say it, like they have to get you one, but it's like pretty clear, like, oh, you're like real fake and crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're that crazy,
you're not thinking about an attorney?
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay, so they never found a murder weapon, but there was some of Katie McGee's blood on Dawson's leather jacket. He was wearing a black leather jacket, so
he didn't see it.
I don't think he saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was enough to charge Dawson with first-degree murder of his mother. He pled not guilty by reason of insanity.
Hmm.
So the debate at the trial wasn't so much guilty or not. It was whether or not he was sane. At the trial, prosecutors argued that Dawson had premeditated the murder, knowing that his sister and dad would be out of town and he could live out his bizarre fantasy on Halloween. They also argued that he had a clear consciousness of guilt that could be seen by all the efforts he was going through to prevent Caitlin from discovering her mother's body.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally, right? During the trial, Dawson's courtroom behavior was described as completely detached from what was going on. Even like during the autopsy photos, he remained completely stoic. His immediate family members all testified against him. His father said, "All she ever did was give, and all he ever did was take. Take and lie, take and take, take and fake. He was a predator, and his mother was the prey." Like, how sad is
that?
That's
so sad.
So sad. The prosecutors had two doctors testify that Dawson was sane. And the defense had to testify that he was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the court had an appointed fifth impartial doctor come in, and he testified that Dawson was faking it.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Like, how did the court, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but nice thing that they did.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Maybe the prosecution asked for an impartial because they thought they don't have that much evidence. I mean, they really didn't. They didn't have the murder weapon. They only had like a couple drops of blood.
Yeah. And yeah. His behavior. It's all circumstantial.
But they know. They're like, they know he's faking it.
Yeah.
If somebody's not paid, he's going to find that. Okay. So after 7 days of deliberation, the jury found him guilty of second degree murder instead of first. Okay. So basically, it sounds like they deliberated for so long because they couldn't agree that it was premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
And so they settled on second degree, which carries a much lighter sentence of 15 years to life.
But maybe it was second degree. You know, like maybe he just snapped. Maybe he didn't plan on actually killing his mom. That, you know, like first degree, you have to like actually plan it out.
Yeah, I kind of think he did. I think he knew like his sister was going to be out of town. His dad was going to be out of town.
Yeah.
I think he wanted them to like, and then he went through all that effort to keep Caitlin from discovering the body. And then left it to be discovered on Halloween.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then stayed in town. Like, I think he was like...
He wanted it to be on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. I forgot, like, the Halloween thing is, like, really tie-in because he was
That's
so obsessed
with it.
That's
why I'm doing another stabbing case.
I know.
Okay.
But it's true. Like, he wanted her to be discovered on Halloween. That was some, like, sick fantasy he had.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So 15 years to life.
15 years to life. Okay, so after that was settled, they deliberated in a matter of minutes to decide that Dawson was not insane. Okay, so the sentence for sanity versus insanity is the same, but the difference is whether time is served in a mental hospital or the slammer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think Dawson knew that. And that's why he was faking insanity. He's like, I want to go to one of those nice places where I, you know, paint paintings. I don't want to like a real job.
Yeah.
I don't want to get any lip from my dad that I have to do chores.
Oh, now he's got to really do some chores.
Whatever. But didn't work out for him. He is currently serving his sentence at Mule Creek State Prison and is eligible for parole in 2028. Okay.
Okay.
So how did the McGehee family fare after this tragedy? Well, here's what I was able to find. His brother Justin wrote a beautifully written post 2 years ago on the 6-year anniversary of his mother's death about forgiveness and coping. And he made it clear that his brother is exactly where he deserves to be. And he doesn't think that he will ever be paroled because faking insanity keeps you locked up for good, generally.
I hope so.
Yeah, which is good to know.
Yeah.
Right? Because the parole board does not take too kindly to that. Okay?
Okay.
His sister, Caitlin, went through with her wedding that December.
Wow.
She did. Yeah, she was a beautiful bride, and she says that it was the best day of her life, and I'm sure it was, but having a wedding under the circumstances so shortly after the murder must have been
so hard.
Bittersweet. Yeah.
I'm sure her mother would never wanted her not to do it, so totally. That's why she did it.
Mm-hmm. Like, the last pictures of her mom on Facebook are of her wedding dress shopping with her daughter.
Oh.
So sad. She is still married, and from what I gather, does missionary work all over with her husband. So.
Good people.
Good people. Yeah. Okay. Brother Colin, who was, you know, not involved.
Yeah.
But he was living in Stockton at the time, is back in Manteca, from what I can tell.
Okay.
But he's, like, not on social media, so I can't really tell you much more.
All right.
Okay. And interestingly, Dawson has a profile. It's not public, but he has 269 friends, which still include his brother Justin and his sister Caitlin.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
I mean, you would think it would just be like a made-up profile or like some weirdo wanted to like...
Yeah.
Except for that his brother and sister are friends with it, so...
Well, he probably had it before.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you would like...
Delete.
Block. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so... He is not friends, Dawson I'm talking about, is not friends with his father on Facebook, and neither are Caitlin or Colin, but Justin is.
Oh, that is real weird.
It's kind of telling, right? Okay, so Thomas's profile has no reference to his beloved wife of 33 years, Katie McGee. It just displays his new
wife.
Mm-hmm.
No freaking way. Oh, yeah. That's why. They're like,
I don't know.
Screw you, Dad.
You know, it's fair enough. Obviously, he got remarried, but my suspicion, which could be completely wrong, is that his daughter is not on board with new stepmama.
No.
I've seen that happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's real hard for kids to accept that. And honestly, I think it's really hard for a man especially to not have a wife anymore. And so they tend to find one.
Especially when the wife was like as much of a caretaker as this Katie McGee he was. He's like, oh no, I need somebody else.
Yeah. So that's kind of sad that it broke the family. And
yeah, it would appear that the new Mr. and Mrs. McGee he now live in my hood, Orange County.
Oh, moved away from it all.
Moved away from it all.
Man, Gretchy. Yeah, that's a sad story of Katie. Hopefully she's resting easy in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she is.
And her son doesn't get out of prison. Ever.
Ever. All right. Are you ready to go trick-or-treating? What are your kids going to be?
Alice in Wonderland. Carlos from The Descendants.
Right.
And somebody from How to Train Your Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of it. Hiccup's Trainer or something like that. I don't know. I got the costume. But he has two costumes. One for trick-or-treating and one for the school parade. Mm-hmm. And for the school parade, he's one of those like blow-up dinosaurs that are so funny. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny because it like blows up while it's on him and he's like walking around like this big humongous dinosaur and he's like 3'8".
I bought Fred one of those blow up rhino costumes.
Yeah, same thing.
To go with our safari theme.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll see what a good sport he decides to be.
Take a picture.
Oh, yeah, we'll take pictures.
You know, we're usually the ones that are in the theme too, but this year... My kids all wanted to be something different. And so
I had to work at it. I start prepping my kids in
early.
Like August.
I know.
Like that this is what you're going to be.
We were the Incredibles last year. Remember? That was real fun.
Yeah. That's so generic though.
We looked real cute. Sorry.
I know you looked real cute, but like everybody was the Incredibles last year.
I know. Was kind of not generic. I mean, it was kind of generic. But we went on that Disney Halloween cruise and we were the best Incredibles on there.
Yeah. I bet you were.
Oh, we were. Not to toot my own horn or anything.
Toot toot.
But Colton, I put his hair just like the, you know, jack.
Yeah, so good.
All right, so happy Halloween, everybody. Stay safe.
Be safe.
Check your candy.
I think that's like a myth.
I think it's a myth too. Yeah. But you know, have you, like, there's a person in our neighborhood every single year, they give the kids like a chocolate ball wrapped in a piece of foil. Like they make bonbons. I'm like, can you not do that? You know that nobody is eating it. So yeah. If you're making it or you're not making it, No. Don't do that. Just buy the candy at Costco and pass it out.
Yeah. You can give that stuff out if you have like a Halloween party at your house with like all your friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't be giving it to randos.
I don't know who that person is. Like every year it comes in the bag. I'm like, no, come on.
Listen, I haven't lived in a neighborhood in a real long time that really did Halloween up.
Oh, this year you're on it, dude. I know that you've already got booed.
I got booed. This is the year. Ruby and Fred went and booed somebody else. They were real pumped on it. And I must confess that it took me like a week to like follow up with the booing.
Uh-huh. Who did it? You know who did it to you.
I have no idea. I don't know my neighbors.
Oh, you think it was a neighbor? I was thinking maybe it was like Meredith or one of your other friends.
I think Meredith is driving her ass from Rancho Santa Margarita 25 minutes to me.
What about Lauren?
No.
No?
No way.
I was thinking maybe it was one of them.
You know? No. Okay. So I definitely wasn't, because Jeremiah went around. I sent him out begrudgingly. You know, he was all about it. But then I was like, dude, we got to do it. And he's like, dude, I had to go like three streets over because every house had that sign up that said like they've been booed already.
Okay. So for sure it was your neighborhood then.
Yeah.
Or your neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like that. Maybe I'm going to start that tradition over here.
I think it would be better to be boozed. Let's get all boozed and drop off like wine.
Oh, it should be both. You drop like the candy and a bottle of wine. That's our new thing. Let's start that. We can start that here. Yeah. I'm going to do it to my neighbor up the street. Not the one that sent me the text message.
Oh,
the other one.
Not that one.
No.
That one can.
Suck it.
Okay.
With a straw.
Mm-hmm.
And her wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she had some when she sent me that text message.
I think a couple. And maybe a couple prescription pills too.
Maybe. So thanks for listening, guys. That was a good episode. Gretchy. Scary. If you want, you could rate us a 5-star. That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
We do.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, Gretchy, your skin was looking really nice. And, you know, that skincare line, I think you're still using it. I am.
Oh,
and we said the name the wrong name
all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's so good. So it's actually called Halo Skincare, haloskincare.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that I'd shout her out again because I forgot. I said Helio last time and it's Halo like an angel.
Oh, that makes sense because of like circles on the packaging.
Yeah. Like what a ding dong I am. Can't even read.
That glycolic mix.
Oh my gosh.
Fire. Yeah.
It's so good. It's like getting rid of the wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden.
All the age spots on my face.
Yeah, you don't have
any. Doesn't work anymore. For moles, but everything else takes right off.
The moles, I have a doctor for that.
Okay.
Dr. Osman.
No,
Calabasas
I have one.
Med Spa.
I have one. Listen, and here's some skinny.
What?
I have the same dermatologist as the girl who killed Dirty John.
Oh, I know. That's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that she did that.
Yeah.
Self-defense.
Yeah. Talk about a good stabbing.
Oh my God.
That was a good one.
I'm like girl power all the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Gretch.
Okay.
Clink, bye.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.